Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Sans Pants Radio. I don't know, Zamet. Please.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, and welcome to episode 6 of The Last Queen of Blue Beach, a D&D It's for Nerds adventure. Previously.
You wouldn't notice it unless you were actually looking at it here right now, because it's hard to tell. The grass, the blades of grass all around you begin to stiffen and lengthen. They look sharp and dangerous now.
We can't stand up. If we stand up, we die.
Really?
Because we'll take any damage from movement. There's new personalities. They're coming thick and fast, and that's real good.
Goodness, I've had a risk, but at what cost, you know?
As you are unharassed for the rest of the day, you spend a long night resting and are fully recovered the next day. All of you see the soldier passing you by. He's wearing light leathers, traveling leathers. He's kitted out for speed rather than combat or anything like that. He switches to his native Blue Beach language when in trouble. Sacre bleu!
Is that a clue? Because it's the blue.
This is the conspiracy of blue.
It's the conspiracy of sacred blue.
Assistance! Oh, assistance!
Oh, fuck.
He cries out.
Fuck me, Dad.
The King's Guard has called for assistance. Petra, it's your turn.
Right, I'm going to, how is he wounded? Like, as in, what's he looking like? Is he looking pretty bad?
He looks pretty roughed up, but he's not out of the fight. Not by any long
right,
imagination.
And I'm going to spend another key point and do flurry of blows. Smack him some more. 3 times.
As he opens his mouth again, assistance! You grab his, you grab his mouth, his lower jaw, bring it down. Punch him once more in the nose.
This is all non-lethal, by the way.
Why are you doing this to me? He calls out. He wrenches his head backwards, and your next attacks, he just swings downwards with his sword, and you can't land a blow on him. Damn. But you deal 6 points of damage to him.
We've nearly taken him.
Get in there, get in there. It's going to suck when his mate comes, though.
Oh. Yeah, he looks pretty tired.
Pretty good.
Tired or
naughty.
Dying. I would like to use vicious mockery again.
All right.
Hey, mate, is that blood coming out of your eyes, or are you just crying for me to punch you in the face?
Nothing going this time.
You should have gone with wee lumpy fist.
Can you use
I would have
same...
been mad, but it might have gotten me again.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to use the same one twice?
Yeah. I would advise against it because it'll make me mad, but it might work.
I have no
Regardless, you deal
with
4
that.
Points of damage to him. He slumps forward. Another single tear. He looks over to you. Why? And then slumps forward in the horse.
I mutter, you know what you did.
He unconscious?
He is. Highs or lows?
Ah, oh, geez. Highs.
Right then.
I feel like his mate might be coming around the corner.
What but?
I went, like, were you Scottish for a moment? What had you
don't know
go?
Where I was.
Oh, we're all Scottish like now. Matt, you're all rub. I'm rubbing off on a lot of these.
Right to you, round the corner.
All right, let's play a little game.
All right. Pachisi?
Whether or not his mate heard this. So, behind door number one, the brown dice have always steered you well.
Okay.
They're a delightful set of dice. Happy to serve you in any situation. Next up, Halloween dice.
Love the Halloween dice.
Came to us on a cold, misty night and informed us that their favorite thing to do of any night is to walk quietly on a beach.
That's lovely. This is my favorite game show.
A green dice. Green dice speak 16 different languages, but all of them are English.
That's
different dialects. Makes sense.
All right. So, what'll it be?
Halloween dice, my favorite dice.
Gotcha, dickhead! Sebastian! You hear from westward along the trail.
Dicks.
Sebastian! Obviously no response.
Right, can we just hide ourselves? So we might be able to
What do you do about the unconscious knight and the horse?
We
throw him in the bush. Push him. Stash him in the bush.
Do you lead him on the horse, or just push him off and drag him?
Lead him in the horse.
Yeah, we'll lead them into the bush.
Maybe what I want to do here.
You'll have a harder time concealing them both.
That's the way we want to do here. Is maybe lay a trap.
Okay.
So that he'll come up, and then we'll get another bum rush attack.
If we put them both in the bush and then knock him off his horse when they're in the bush,
why not leave the body? Then he sees the body. He's like, "What happened?" And then we attack.
Not a bad idea, but he might be Put the body by the side of the road so he doesn't automatically assume something's happening.
All right.
You know what I mean? Ambush.
After the conversation, you have just enough time to push the body off the horse. He hits the ground, and then probably the horse starts galloping away unless one of you guys try to
restrain. Perfect, actually. That's good.
It's good.
All right. Then each of you attempts to hide again.
I don't like attempts to hide.
Mm.
I love attempts to hide.
Noddy and Petra, both of you, following Old Mam's example, become like the predator. Old Mam, you're tired. You're done being the predator.
I was stealthy already.
You're kind of still standing on the road. Martin the night
I'm
gets
not as
you.
Quick as the two of you. Slow
Use
down.
One of those ones if you want.
Sebastian! He catches sight of you, Old Mam. Draws his sword. This is well outside of a fighting range. Mm-hmm. Oh, unless one of you chucks a spell. But we're going to initiative now with him seeing Old Mam.
That's all right. You still get the surprise.
You know, we'll just use the initiative we had last time. Noddy, you go first.
I would like to burst out of the bushes crying and using Charm
Person. Sorry. And use Charm Person.
How do you cast your spells? I was like,
bards typically sing them.
Oh, that's good.
Oh,
gosh,
darn. His eyes go blank for a moment, but then return. What is the matter, citizen?
Please help me. Me old mom and I, we were walking along the street, and bandits came onto the road and. And your friend, he tried to help us, and he saved me all the mum, but he got me to hide in the bushes, but the bandits got him.
I'd like to adopt, a glassy-eyed stare and try and act like an invalid.
The
week's harvests are anymore.
The knight resheaths his sword and clambers off his horse. That is dreadful news, citizen. My name is... Also, Sebastian.
Classic, the Sebastians. That always happens. They're like, we got a mission. Send the Sebastians.
I grab his hand so firmly. Oh, thank you, Sebastian. Your friend, if you're half as valiant and brave as him, you're a good lad.
You're such a good liar.
You should take care in these parts. Not only is there bandits, but there are three dangerous criminals in this area as well.
Maybe that was the bandits then. There were three of them.
Two of them have, descriptions very similar to you, but they are with a third, an ex-soldier.
One of them did have a soldier sigil, and I didn't...
saw them?
I saw the soldier, and... They were bringing up in a horse. The horse had an old crow on the back, and she was so mean. But there was only two of them.
There was only two of them?
There was only two, but there was an old lady. And the
old lady is one of them.
Yes, and then there was another one, the soldier sigil, and I don't know. I don't recognize it.
The knight is, while he is unable to parse what you were trying to say, he understands, or he believes you to be an ally. So he says, "Stay behind me, citizen. What is your name?"
My name is also Sebastian.
What an amazing coincidence. Please, I must rouse my compatriot. He walks up to also Sebastian.
Uh-oh. Whilst he's facing away, can we exchange like a real quick glance? Like, what are we?
We definitely do.
like jet mime hitting him with my walking stick. Look at you.
Are we attacking? All get a surprise hit on this.
I mean, I guess we get a surprise because he's checking. He's trying to ruse his bro.
If he ruses his bro, the jig's up.
This is a bad time for us. This is a moment of action.
So can I smack him in the back of the head with a walking stick? Well, he's like, what? Bam!
Put a shock through it.
Ba da 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 da. Da 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 da. Opaque green dice come from Norway.
Okay.
They originally speak mostly Scandinavian languages, but today have informed us they've begun learning English simply to go on a date with you.
I don't want to date dice. That's strange.
Opaque blue dice are mostly Italian in origin.
They're
but they come from
Italian.
But mostly Italian.
Sometimes not.
Sometimes Greek.
Well, I like those ones.
They That's enjoy celebrating Greek Easter for the most part and love painting
the
eggs
Greek
the most.
Stuff. Okay, all right.
Clear blue dice are named George.
Just a strong name.
George. Now for some specific things about these dice. Now, you'll actually notice that these dice are mismatched. One of them is clear, and one of them is opaque, but with white colors in it.
Yeah, I see.
That's
that.
Due to a condition known as dysphoria.
I see.
Dice dysphoria.
Are you mixing them together?
No, I'm rolling them.
Oh, I see.
All right. Which dice will it be?
I'm a fan of George myself.
Yeah, I love George.
I'm happy to be swayed.
I'll go George.
Yeah, George.
Which one was George?
The last one.
The last one. Pay attention to your own game
Come
show,
on,
Adam. God damn it.
We keep juicing with our hearts and not our heads.
So you do not instantly knock out the knight, which was what I was going to allow you to maybe do.
That would have been good.
Instead, you just clock it on the back of the head.
Yep. Mm.
You try to, but he's wearing a helmet.
Of course.
Boom!
Can I also
each of you get a surprise round, so don't worry, you'll each get a turn.
Like also smack him in the head twice? Or at least, you know, not in the helmet.
Oh, wait. Can I change that to a 15?
You certainly can, my friend.
I have a vision, I think. As far as I'm aware, this didn't happen like this. It happened like this.
You deal 8 points of damage.
Good.
Sacre bleu!
Bong! I imagine that's the noise it makes when it hits the helmet.
Bonjour!
That tickled me good.
Noddy and Petra, both of you get a surprise round. Just
I'm going to do just a double attack. What do you want to do here, Noddy?
I think I'm going to go Dissonant Whispers.
Dissonant Whispers? All
right. Spook his brain.
So, Petra, you charge in, and like with a practice dummy, you're just going at him like bang, left, right, up, down, mid, high, blow. All over, he's just working his chest solidly. But halfway through your routine, you realize you are punching. He is not wearing leather. He is wearing plate mail, and you are just punching plate mail. Your hands are raw red and painful.
This isn't good. This is that's hurting my French tips here. Not a fan of this at all.
So you go from charming him to be your friend, Noddy, to whispering awful nothings in his ear. He takes 12 points of damage and his eyes turn into pinpricks. He's terrified of you. He runs away from you.
Get him.
Away?
Noddy, it's your turn.
Away?
How far? He runs just 30 feet away.
I'm going to have to go with Vicious Mockery. All right. That's the only attack one I really have.
He's wearing full plate armor. He's clean shaven, but probably in his mid-40s. He's got bright blue eyes. You can't really see his hair underneath his helmet or anything like that. His teeth are slightly brown, but quite straight. Mm. Not brown, yellow.
Playing on hard mode, right?
Yeah. He's covered in regalia. You think he might be like a low-level officer within the Royal Guard. He doesn't have a weapon on him. He left those with his horse.
Yes.
Just trying to...
You gotta work the magic there. Yeah. Weave that gold.
Oh, God.
Just use the same insult again.
I wouldn't say it's like we love before.
Got the laugh out for Lumpy Face. Sorry, guys.
Nice plants. What are you? A crockery set?
I didn't actually hear what you said.
What? Nice plant armor. What are you? A dinner set of crockery? You're gonna crack under the crockery stress of your... I'm gonna eat off of you. I'm gonna make a meal out of you, boy.
Went for too long. First it was like the perfect length. Then it went for too long. Then it kind of came back around, but then it went for too long again. But you kind of ended on a high note. Like if a keen-eared listener goes back, you'll hear a chuckle at the end of it. So I'll give you double damage.
That got me good.
It was a weird time, though.
It's good.
Like, I wouldn't give you that laugh again. You deal 7 points of damage. He starts crying.
I've taken
Why
this
would
mess.
You say this?
Why would you compare me to...
I thought we were friends. Citizen. Sebastian. Why?
We share the same name.
Old man.
We have it.
You're ruining.
I've got one first level left, don't I? As far as I'm aware. Yeah, I do. Trust me. I'll hit him with some toxic orb.
All right.
Roll it down my staff and into his brain.
He brings his hands up. Your ball of toxic goo slams into them and splatters all over him. He screams, but then lowers his arms. Your poison has only hit his gauntleted hands and gone around on his armor.
Garbage.
You don't have a dice to change that, do you?
What's
the other one you haven't used?
13.
13? A few drips of it fall into his face.
That'll
Sacre bleu!
I'll take it. Oh, frankly,
you'll
I'll
lose
take
that
it.
One.
That's me out of prophecy. Mm. Out of prophecy for the moment.
You deal 17 points of damage to him.
Got him right in the eye.
Oh, boy.
Cook his brain. It's all about brain cooking with me. I imagine a bit like getting a fart.
You are a good old woman.
You shut your mouth.
One moment. You are the ones I am looking for. It's his turn.
You are not bright. You are not a bright boy.
He punches the old woman in the face.
Come on, now. You wouldn't hit me. I'm just a nana.
You wouldn't punch a nana.
Or he tries to. He swings once and you duck underneath his blow. He swings he swings a second time, but he didn't notice that you ducked because his eyes are closed because there is poison in his eyes.
Nice try, whippersnapper.
Petra, it's your turn.
Okay, then. What I'm going to do here is I'm going to try and smack him in his kneecaps.
Pop those caps.
You go down. Bang! Bang! Right, oh, right, his legs are armored as well.
He's wearing greaves. I should have gone for the eyes.
Yeah.
You just keep hurting your hands.
Tell you what, this is not how I expected today to go.
This has not been our day. Go for it again, Nodster. It's real good. Just go for too long
That's
and
all
it's
I
funny.
Can do.
You go for too long and I have a great time. You don't crack a smile from Adam, but fuck me, and Adam are laughing their asses off.
Oi, Sebastian! Wait, what about I call you Sebastian?
Oi, wait.
Got him.
The fuck up. Double damage.
I've still got that whole insult for later.
What that. Insult? All you did was make noises.
I was trying real hard to say.
You deal 4 points of damage.
Yeah, it's something. Fuck me. That was good.
Fuck off. Just, I don't even want to look at you right now. Old mum. Ma'am, whatever. Yeah, this game.
I don't really have much left. Can I reach him in this turn?
You're still standing next to him, really?
No, yeah, sure, I can grasp.
Right.
Give him an old Nan punch in the gut.
Oh, you get advantage for this.
Oh, he's wearing nice metal armor.
Oh!
Ew.
Ew.
Oh, is that the case?
You grab his gauntleted hand, and electricity surges through you into him. You deal 3 points of damage.
That's right.
It's very north.
Call me a
rude. He starts
old woman.
Swaying. He looks like he's on his last legs or last hit point, whichever you prefer to say.
Right then.
It's his turn. He wrenches his arm out of your grasp, old man, and tries to punch you again.
I'm too slippery, though.
Bang! Once in the face!
Oh, no!
Bang! A second time in the face.
My goodness.
You're punching an old
you
man.
You wouldn't punch an old woman. What is wrong with you? You were raised in a barn, I'll tell you what.
You take 8 points of damage.
Fuck me. Well, I've fucked him up. That's fair. Look, fair's fair. Yeah,
fair's fair, but that's quite rude.
No, he's a very rude boy.
The opening blow of both the fights you've been in have reduced you to half hit points. Yeah. Technically, this isn't really the opening blow, but you know what I mean. Petra, it's your turn.
I'm going to try and get him this time with my fists.
Yeah, you got to
actually get
out
him.
Eventually.
Just trying to do some... Do I get him? No, I don't.
God damn it.
Oh. He's wearing very heavy armor, and you...
I'll just try and disrobe him, I guess.
You
get him nude, man.
What war did you fight? You fought in a war against a border skirmish against Goldcrest. Goldcrest is a very, very poor nation. Mm. Never before in your entire life have you fought someone with metal armor. This is literally the first time.
I don't know what they're doing. This is very intense.
You're used
very
to
hard.
Like punching soft leather and it crumpling a little bit. So all of your attacks are just.
This is real. This is hurting. Yeah. This is hurting.
Your hands Naughty, are going to be bloody.
I use Vicious Mockery.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't actually matter. Minimum damage, he falls. He starts crying heavily.
It's good.
Why?
Save the insult.
And then he falls face forward.
Right. Is he dead or can we stabilize him?
No one did non-lethal damage to him, so he's dead.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, I think you did hit him once. Yeah, I think in your first opening blow, you hit him once. Mm-hmm. So, now it's important. If the joke you tell makes me laugh, he might die.
Oh, God.
I'm ready to laugh.
He's like, oh, where are you laughing? Double damage. That's fine.
I might just start thinking about killing him, and that might make me laugh.
Oh, okay.
I'm already giggling. The idea of killing him is very amusing to me.
Hey, Sebastian, more like Sir Bashed In, because you're going down.
I'll count it.
Chuckle.
Double damage.
There was a lot.
I'm not going to lie. I was going to do double damage.
We figured that was inevitable.
Hey, he dies. Gotcha.
That's a shame.
His head explodes.
Well, that's a bit dumb.
It does, actually. His head explodes.
That's a bit Jesus. That
was unnecessary.
Oh. Trying to get him, you know, just only.
Well, the other fellas,
anyway.
Still, he's still in.
Let's just grab everyone, horses included. Let's get him off the beaten path.
Yeah.
And
you only collect one of the horses because the other one galloped away.
Yeah, that's fine. That's not a problem.
Let's loot this dead man, see what he's got.
Yes.
Can anyone use the armor here?
The heavy metal armor is far too big for any of you. He was a lot heavier set than any of you. The lighter leather armor, though, if one of you want... Oh, actually, I think... Petra, you don't wear armor.
Not
you move
sure
better without
me.
It. Noddy, you already have leather armor. And old ma'am, leather armor interferes with your spell.
Yeah,
Not for us, then. Not for us.
Yes. No, I'd probably don't need it, to be honest.
Right. Let's take the armor off the alive boy, though.
So yes, let's take him into the woods, tie him to a tree or some such, and then we can have a conversation with him.
All right, you just wait for him to wake up?
Well, we try and wake him up.
All right, you can have a short rest in that time if you want.
Oh, yeah, sure. Let's do that then.
I'm going to name the new horse Griffith after my dead husband.
Perfect. Would you like to... okay, Noddy, you've taken no damage. Petra, you're on 12 hit points out of 20. Old Mam, you're on 8 hit points out of 16.
I'll use both.
That's fine.
Are you both using both?
Yeah.
All right. You recover 8 hit points, Old Mam.
Sweet.
So you're back to full.
Nicely good done. Ass.
That's very nice to hear. I might make a little cup of tea for everybody. Everybody like a cup of tea?
Petra, you also recover 8 hit points, so you're also on full hit points.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, I'd love a cuppa. Thank
all
you.
All right,
there,
not a problem. I'll make a cuppa for everybody.
All right.
Put it on the billy and...
As you're resting, the knight slowly opens his eyes, bound to the tree.
What? Oh.
G'day there, son.
G'day, Sebastian. How are you today?
How do you know my name?
Clairvoyancy.
We're just very clever.
We know everything, Sebastian.
Bullshit.
Do you have a better you have a better solution?
Perhaps my compatriot told you when you ambushed him as well.
Yes, well, look, it's not terribly important, Sebastian.
The details don't matter, Sebastian.
Sebastian, can you let us know why are you trying to find us and what's going on here?
I have orders to do so.
By who, if you don't mind us asking?
The queen herself.
Oh, the queen. Does he seem like he's on the level?
Because, we're on the queen's side.
Yeah.
It's hard to read him.
Yeah. Well, I'll have you know we're on the queen's side.
I have trouble believing that from three criminals.
I was a soldier. I fought for this queen and country of ours. I love this bloody country. How dare you say that we are criminals?
Yeah, where did that come from?
Correct, actually. Excuse me, you are not criminals. To call you criminals would give criminals a bad name. You are traitors.
Traitors? Why are we traitors here? We love this country of ours. How dare you say I slap him?
All right. Yeah, you slap him. Don't no rolls
you,
or anything.
Don't you dare call us a traitor.
You carry information for the resistance, a subset. Evil people who wish to see our queen armed.
We don't want to see our queen armed at all.
They wouldn't happen to go by the name of the Conspiracy of the Blue or something.
They wish to kill our queen to prevent the unification.
Well, we don't want to kill our queen. We love our queen.
No, I have
trouble believing you.
Well, come on.
Well, what do you want to happen? Tell me what you want to happen.
Because quite frankly, I believe that this Captain Mercer, he's the one.
He's a new one.
Captain Mercer is a paragon of virtue. He is a leader of the Royal Guard and has been a faithful stalwart of the Queen since he first took the armor.
I feel like we need a little moment to confer, if you wouldn't mind just staying tied to that tree.
Have I any choice?
No, but I was just being polite.
You're being nice here, Sebastian.
Another rude bunch.
I love that queen.
It's become a bit complicated, hasn't it? Because even if we give him the information, we've also killed his compatriot.
We definitely have done that.
If we weren't traitors to begin with, technically on paper we're traitors now.
Potentially, yes.
So...
Does this boy have to die?
No, we're not killing
this boy. That's a bit much.
Easy done it.
You two were saying that Mercer fella didn't seem all tickety-boo. That's correct, yes?
He did not seem tickety-boo.
Not at all. He was definitely not on the level.
He was tockety-poo.
Well done.
Double damage.
Can I get an inspiration point?
Do you already have your old one?
Oh, I haven't used it.
No.
That's a shame.
Wah, wah.
Anyway.
Well, yes, this is a difficult choice.
This is really, yes.
I don't even know what the choice to be made
is. The queen? Because we could try and get this to the queen, but if we're going to the queen, everyone's going to think we're going to attack the queen. Yes. And we're really not.
And I don't want to find ourselves at the queen, only to then discover that we were in the wrong the whole time, and then we end up in a dungeon, because I have, 5 years left.
Oh, I'd rather not spend 7 months, but all right.
I'd rather not spend it inside a dungeon.
If we leave this boy alive, we've already got names on our heads.
Look,
I think we're just making it worse by letting him live.
No, we're not Now, Noddy, we're not killing a man.
Golly.
Just easy does it. Sebastian. We. Oui. So, look. I think there's been a misunderstanding. So we just saw a boy, a man. He came into the tavern. Well, no, he came into the road. He was already shot by a bunch of arrows.
Arrows that you peppered him with.
Oh, so he was on your side.
Of course, he was a member of the Royal Guard.
Right. No, because... Yeah, so he came to the town, and he was already dead, and we investigated and got... We
oh,
lost
he was
good...
already dead, was he?
Yes.
And how did that happen?
We don't know. He had some arrows.
He was peppered with black arrows.
Yes.
I like his story.
Right.
I watched him die as I was trying to save his life.
Perhaps this is the first truth you have told me, that you watched him die.
All right, can we have another moment?
Thank you so much. You're being very mean, Sebastian.
Look, Petra. So, clearly something is up. And that, to me, it's actually quite relieving to find out that we're not traitors.
Yes.
Because I'll be honest, I was worried for a second.
Me too, not going to lie. I was quite perturbed.
So, we need to find out from this gentleman why he thinks that we're the traitors. Who told him that?
Probably that.
Because we find out who told him that, we find out who's at the heart of the whole problem. Excuse me there, Sebastian.
Mm?
Where did you hear that we were traitors to the country?
I will not surrender any of my compatriots.
Was it kept
you
in Mercer?
You will have to torture me.
Was it kept in Mercer, though?
We can arrange the torture. I will torture.
No, we're
torture.
Not torturing anybody. Calm down.
Don't make me get picky with your face.
No, we're not torturing. Look, we're not going to torture. Sebastian, we're not going
to... Such a lumpy face.
Look, he does, but look.
That's really sad to see. Noddy, you see through his ruse. You're the only one to see through his ruse. Yes, it was Captain Mercer.
Yes.
You might not need to tell the people if you don't want to, though. Like, feel free to furnish them with whatever information you think achieves your ends of perhaps killing him.
When you say it was Captain Mercer...
So, when Petra asks if it was Captain Mercer and he says, I will not surrender information, you can tell from the way he, like, looks, his eyes dart from side to side. You, like, Petra pretty much hit the nail on the head with that one.
Well, gals, I can tell when he's lying, and I'm telling you he's lying. It was Captain Mercer.
See, all right. So herein lies the rub, see? So I think Captain Mercer is probably planning what he's accusing us of planning. So,
assassination of the Queen? Is that the case?
He's the perfect one to plan it if he's planting
So I'm reckoning
his
what's
lies.
Happening here is Captain Mercer doesn't want the unification to happen.
Yes, right.
So,
And
yeah.
As I have pointed out previously, Mercer sounds an awful lot like murder.
That's true.
So we find ourselves
in a difficult position because I don't know what we intend to do with Sebastian here.
Sebastian's a good lad. He's just following his orders. His
exactly.
orders
he
are
doesn't
just
know.
Wrong.
Well,
he
yes, I understand that and I agree. But are we to just leave him in the woods?
Well, we're not going to leave him in the woods. No. We'll probably untie him, let him go, and maybe take his horse and his greaves and his weapons.
So strip him of his things, and then he can just carry on into the woods alone.
It's main road there, so he can follow his way back.
Yes.
Why not?
That's a grey area we're falling into, yes. but that's
But
fine.
Like, we're not going to kill him, because if you give him his horse, he's just going to go and tell
him. Well,
how about this? We'll give him one weapon.
Don't need to give him a weapon.
There's bandits out there and that lizard folk, remember?
I suppose.
Then he'll attack us, won't you, Sebastian?
Will you attack us? If we let you free with a weapon, will you attack us?
He looks at you and he says, I have sworn an oath to protect the queen. If you arm me, I will follow you and I will attempt to stop you by any means.
But we want to protect the queen as well, you see. This is the problem.
We believe that your Captain Mercer is
Perhaps then you should give me a weapon.
Yeah, see? I'd like to point my walking stick at you and be like, well,
so we'll have this. We'll untie you. And then we won't give a weapon because you just admitted that you're going to attack us.
Yes.
But I just want to point out that if we were traitors, would we even be having this discussion?
We would have killed you.
That's true.
It would have been a lot easier to kill you.
Perhaps your friend betrays your true motives. Perhaps you plan to untie me to confuse the royal guard. It will not work.
I'll say we just untie him. He's more trouble than he's worth. We've learned what we need to know.
Yeah, all right.
I'll untie.
Yeah, right, untie
take
him.
His weapon, take all of his effects.
Anyway, so
untie him.
You're free to go if you want.
Welcome to fuck along into the forest.
He gets up.
Fuck along?
Yeah, he can fuck
nude
along.
Nude as the day he was born, he gets up.
No, he put on some, loincloths.
Whose pants is he having?
His own pants.
He had greaves.
I don't want him in his armor. He can be nude.
Sebastian, you went into your greaves completely nude. No underclothes at all.
He has, like, under padding. It's just part of the armor.
That's gross. That's gross.
That's how everyone wears armor.
He at least puts a bit of loincloth on there.
You know what? I prefer to ride, how you say, commando.
That's fine. Look, I've got some common clothes. You can take them. You can take them off me. There you go.
He takes them from you, but he doesn't put them on. He just grabs them, and, like, he's in a bit of a huff.
All right, there you go. You can have those common clothes.
You can see every part of his odd, lumpy body.
It's not great.
Do you have an illness?
I mean, thank you not to stay.
I'm just curious.
Anyway, Sebastian, so I just want to point out that we have not, got you as killed you or anything like that. We are on the same side here, but we do think there's potentially something bigger than this. Is there anything that we can do for you to trust us? Or no matter what.
Turn yourself in.
Yes, that's what I imagine.
Look, but the problem there is, if we turn ourselves in, we kind of believe that someone higher up is planning all this. So if he gets us, do you not see the problem here?
He has the clothes tucked underneath his arm and he says, I refuse to believe that Captain Mercer could be anything other than a paragon, what he is, in fact, a paragon of the community. And the highest members of the Royal Guard.
Well, that's fine then. Maybe it's not Captain Mercer himself. Maybe it's someone above Captain Mercer. You know what I mean? Like, maybe someone is there.
Just let him go. You're fighting a brick wall there, darling.
It feels like I'm fighting a brick wall. I just feel that I need to do my best.
Yeah. You have given me no choice but to let you leave without a fight. But know this, I am not a friend to you.
Yes, I didn't ever imagine you were there, Sebastian. Right, Sebastian, you have a lovely day for the
You have a lovely day.
Day.
Not going to lie, Sebastian, that last bit stung. I thought we'd built up a little bit of a relationship here, a bit of friendship maybe, or maybe a little bit of blossoming of a bit of acquaintances. But that last bit stung. I just wanted you to know that
there
you hurt me.
There can be no friendship with traitors.
You hurt me quite deep.
You keep hurting their feelings, I'll hurt something of yours.
So I'm just going to...
to die for my cause.
Well, so was I. I was prepared to die for this queen and country, but it's fine. You're just going to hurl insults like that. It's just mean.
Going to cry?
Yes.
Traitor?
I am. That's not very nice. Right. I'm not a traitor at all.
Come on now, Sebastian. You've done your worst. Get along now.
Do you know that your compatriot magically armed me with insults? Do you notice that?
Sebastian. Yes,
well, you know what?
I physically began bleeding because of his insults.
Well, that's fine, but like, you know, you don't have to be so cruel, okay?
Right. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Sebastian, you're making a fool of yourself.
He turns around and marches off into the forest.
Rude.
His are bare, lumpy buttocks.
That is a very near thing.
Sebastian is very mean.
Hey, there goes lumpy Sebastian.
Off to bigger and better things.
Double damage.
Dead in the woods. All right, let's hop back on our horses and carry on.
What new threats will our heroes encounter in the forests of Normandy? Find out next time on... The Last Queen of Blue Beach, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at sanspantsplus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's sanspantsplus.com.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.